Blog Talk Radio.
Truth, and we are so elated to be able to do so on this Word Thursday. Praise the Lamb of God. We are just here, excited, happy, joyous, bubbling over in the Word of God today, because the Word of God is rich, people of God, and we are so blessed to be able to have the Word of God in the magnitude that He's speaking in this season. There is no famine of the word, praise God. God is speaking, and God is performing his word even as fast as he's speaking it. And I thank and praise God that I am one of those, hallelujah, that has an ear to the mouth of God. Oh my, what a blessed privilege it is. I was thanking him in prayer this morning, just thanking him, hallelujah, that His word is rich in my life, and that I am so, so grateful to be in the position that I am, that God, hallelujah, has elected and chosen me in this season, praise the Lamb of God, to be one of those that hear from heaven, that hear, hallelujah, his voice, and that speaks what he would have us to speak with boldness and with clarity. I love each of you today. Hallelujah. And I will just want to say to you that the love of God is placed over you today. I believe the love and the power of God is set upon you today. God is going to do something extraordinary for us today here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to be a recipient of the goodness of the Lord. I want you to be a recipient of all that God has in store for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm here for you. I'm not here for me. I'm here for you. I'm here to be a blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm here to encourage, to build up the body of Christ, to give revelation, to teach. Hallelujah. Yes, that's why I'm here. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we are nearing the Memorial Day weekend. Another year has come around. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And every time that holiday comes, it signals another year of life for me. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God, oh, that I am waxing older, but I'm doing it so gracefully. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't have aches and pains and all of that, praise God, that I hear a lot of people my age complain about. Legs get stiff when they ride in cars and things of this nature. I don't have those problems. God has been good to me. And I thank and praise God for that, that I can travel, I can go and do the things that is necessary to be done. Praise the Lamb of God. I am just, oh, so grateful today. My heart is just overfilled with gratitude concerning the goodness of the Lord towards me. Hallelujah. And I know he's been good to many of you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know it's not Testimony Tuesday, it's Word Day. But boy, I tell you this, sometimes you can't help but testify when God has been good. Hallelujah. When God has been doing wondrous things in your life and opening doors for you, connecting you to the right people, this, that, and another, people of God, you can't do nothing but lift up holy hands and give them praise. As I prayed over you all today and prayed over the show, hallelujah, the Lord spoke and said, watch what I do today. So my antennas are up, my prophetic ears are open, something is moving in the atmosphere. Praise the Lamb of God. It must be the Spirit of a living God. It must be the Spirit of the living God. Blessed be he who liveth forever and ever, who alone, praise the Lamb of God, is the El Shaddai, Jesus, the Christ of God. Hallelujah, our Lord and Savior. I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my. Let me tell you all some things. Praise God that is stirring in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Some stuff that God is doing behind the scenes for us. Praise the Lamb of God. He's opening some channels and some doors of business people. Praise God to be a blessing to the ministry. Praise the Lamb. And I'm thanking and praising God for that. Hallelujah. So that the conference can be all that we desire it to be. People of God, I'm going to tell you this again. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to Chicago. The advertisements is about to hit. I'm telling you all this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. There's 50 rooms blocked, hallelujah. There's 50 rooms blocked at this moment, and I'm not blocking anymore, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, until those rooms have expired. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, the auditorium, I want a close-knit, praise the Lamb of God, relationship. We only seating 200 people this year. No more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's all we're sitting this year, people of God. Our classes will be broke up accordingly. I need you to make your reservations. Praise the Lamb of God at the DoubleTree Hotel. I'm sure you can go to my website and draw this information at psmintl.org. Make your reservation and start doing and getting in the mode, praise the Lamb of God, of the conference November the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Very convenient prior to our Thanksgiving holiday. And boy, does it cause the year to rush out in a bang. Praise the Lamb of God as we receive prophetic word for the year end and the new year that is about to begin. Everybody be waiting on that word for the new year. We already have ours, praise the Lamb of God, because the Lord visits us right there, praise the Lamb, and does these mighty, mighty, miraculous things for us. I know there's going to be healing and deliverance this year, as God has been speaking concerning the healing anointing. Hallelujah. The healing anointing that's resting, hallelujah, even upon my life. All of our sons and daughters, praise the Lamb of God, I'm going to include them in our prophetic feast. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This banquet that we're going to have, all is going to be something as we break out, praise the Lamb of God, and be prophesying, hallelujah, and sharing and speaking into the lives of people. You don't want to miss that on Friday night. I'm working some things out for you, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can be in attendance, praise the Lamb, during these very, very special times, praise the Lamb. Remember, I told you up front, praise the Lamb of God, there's only 200 seats. There's only 50 rooms blocked at this point. Praise the Lamb of God, Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois, right next to the Cheesecake Factory, right next to Maggiano's. Oh, my God, so many shopping mediums there. Praise the Lamb, the Oak Brook Mall is there. All of that, praise the Lamb of God. Chicago pizza places are there. Everything's there right at your fingertips. Praise the Lamb of God. Come and be a part of this mighty move of God. God has promised us, hallelujah, that he is going to meet us there. He has ordered this conference. This is not something I jumped up to do. This is the instructions and the directives of God. I am following, praise the Lamb of God, what he would have me to do in this season and not what I desire to do. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And that's always a blessing, isn't it? When you do what God tells you to do, when you follow the voice of God, hallelujah, I promise you it will end in a blessing. Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm excited about God, people of God. Hallelujah. His spirit is so rich. His spirit is so rich. It's on the bed. Praise the Lamb of God. It's when you're waking up. It's when you get up to go to the lavatory. It's when you... Oh, his spirit is just so rich, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. These 50 days of fasting were the best 50 days, praise the Lamb of God, I have ever encountered in fasting and praying. The elevations, praise the Lamb of God, the revelation, the inspiration has been received. It's phenomenal, praise the Lamb of God. And I hope and pray that each of you have been blessed, praise the Lamb of God, as you have pursued also. Hallelujah, the voice of the Lord. Oh, my goodness, do I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. My daughter, I think, here is from California. How you doing, daughter?
How you doing? I'm doing well.
Amy, you doing well?
Yes, thank God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. The Lord is doing good things in your life, huh?
Yes, it's getting better. God is good, you know. Just keep plugging away and, you know, staying focused and knowing that, you know, your word, the word is true, and I just have to be patient. I mean, that's one of the things I had to work on. It's like wanting things to happen when I want it to happen. So, but God is good. It's getting better, and I thank God for that every day.
Hallelujah. If you just allow God to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it, oh, my goodness, you're going to find out, praise the Lamb of God, that God, you know, there used to be a TV show, Father Knows Best, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Father Knows Best. Wait a minute here. The Lord said by this time next month, Kimmy, the Lord said by this time next month, you're going to be running and jumping at the good thing he has done for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, how good our God is, how wonderful he is. We serve an awesome God, people.
Yes,
praise
we do.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Look at that. You talking to, you called in to say good morning. Look what God has done already. He's
Amen.
Moving out. All God is going to do something. I feel it in the very air. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even in the prophetic today, praise the Lamb of God. I'm inhaling and exhaling the prophetic today. Praise the Lamb of God. It's him who awaken our ears, who awaken our eyes, and awaken our tongues in the morning as prophetic people. Some of us don't acknowledge that, but I do every day. I just drop the tidbit of truth to you. Hallelujah. Concerning your activation on a daily basis. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My ears are attentive to him. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm not going to break away. Nobody is going to drag me away from the presence of the Lord. Because if you abide in the secret place, oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. If you abide there, his wings will overshadow you consistently. Praise the Lamb of God. I want the consistent flow of his anointing and his power without breaking. I want the assist the abiding presence of God with me always. Praise God. And that's what you should want, every one of us. Praise the Lamb. And in that is consistent blessings. I hope somebody could hear what I said. In
yeah.
that consistent blessings. You know, I have to do something very special. Excuse me, I had to get a sip of water. Very special this weekend. Hallelujah. I got to do something very, very special this weekend for some friends of mine. Praise the Lamb of God. And so, you know, they requested something of me, and it caused for me to have to do a little shopping. So I was out yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you this. I'm walking up to the entrance of the store, and there's a man sitting there, praise the Lamb of God. He's smoking a cigarette, and of course, that's the biggest turnoff in the world. I mean, I hate, although many years I smoke, I hate cigarette smoke. It just does something to my bronchial and everything. So I rush on in the store, and blah, 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 I'm in the store, blah, and I'm browsing, and I'm looking for this particular item, and up pops this man. And he speaks to me. He says, "Can I help you?" I said, "Oh, the cigarette man." That's what I called him. He started laughing and said, "Yes, it's me." He said, "I saw you when you came in. My name is Mike." I said, "Oh, my name is Mike." He said, "Really, your name's Michael?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I don't believe you." I pulled out my wallet. I proved it to him. He said, "Oh, my God, do you know what that means? You're going to get some special favors today. Your
Amen.
Name and my name is the same." Oh, my goodness, if this man didn't go through every type of somersault to make sure that everything I needed, praise God, and needed done was done. And then when I walked to the register, praise the Lamb of God, he gave me his discount. He gave me the store discount that was already published. He said, "You see, you got it right." He said, "Now I'm going to add my discount. Because it's something about you that I like."
Mm.
Well, people of God, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you just walk in this anointing, if you just walk with God daily, the favor of God will just stay on you. It just stay with you. Praise the Lamb of God wherever you go. Hallelujah. Whatever you're engaged in, but you just got to stay in the cloud. Hallelujah. That's right. You just got to stay in the cloud of God, and God will continuously, praise the Lamb of God, give you a supernatural supply, hallelujah, oh yes, of his favor. Praise the Lamb of God. He will cause your face to shine, hallelujah. You will brighten up other people, praise the Lamb of God. We have to make sure when we go out that we check our countenance, to make sure that we're walking in the spirit and the joy of the Lord. Satan will come after that, but it means nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. It really means nothing. Hallelujah. The devil, he always tries to come after what God, praise the Lamb of God, has done with you so that you will not be the light that he wants you to be. Hallelujah. Walk around sad. Walk around joyous. Hallelujah. Knowing that the God of the whole earth is with you. Praise the Lamb of God. So there should be joy and jubilation. Yes, Lord, joy and jubilation. Praise the Lamb of God in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I give God praise. I give him honor. I give him glory. Hallelujah for all that he is and all that he is doing. Praise the Lamb of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Kimmy,
yes,
I am happy for you. Praise the Lamb of God. The chains have broken off. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
You know you're walking in the sunlight of deliverance. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is restoring. Hallelujah. And refreshing and renewing everything about you. Has your daughter come home yet?
Yeah, both my daughters are home from college. Yes, sir.
Both of them are home from college. That's good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do they want to work this summer?
Yes, they're going to work. As soon as they come back from Florida, they're going to go visit my mom, you know. I'm in Florida for about, I think, 10 days.
They lined up?
They have some things lined up when they get back as far as work, but they didn't want to do anything to it until they get back because of the fact they knew they were going to be gone in the first beginning, which is beginning of June, for 10 days. And then, they're out of school until August, so when they get back, then they're going to resume work.
Doors setting before them, praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A door set before them to walk in. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, praise the Lamb of God. All right, daughter. You be blessed. Stay with us, okay?
I will.
All right. My God. Wait a minute. Lines are lit up here. Who is these people? Erica 832.
Hey, Prophet. This is Stephen. This is Stephen, Prophet Michael.
Hey, Steve. How you doing today?
I'm doing blessed. I'm doing a whole lot better. I need to ask the Lord just for some guidance. Somehow, I know back in the past when I got concerned probably like 7 years about, when Bethany was still in my life, that I left her email with a ministry. Well, a prophetic word was released for her regarding me, and she's upset about it, and because of the fact that she sees that I'm still holding on to her and still believing that she's going to come back. And I know God has promised me this to come. I know he's promised me that there'll be a restoration of trust and that she's going to come back into my life and that he's going to fulfill what he's promised. It's just, it bugs me. I'm asking God, how long do I have to wait on this promise? I know it's like he tells me I need to stand on the promise. I'm like, okay, God, I'll stand on the promise and I won't give up on her because I'm like, God, do I need to give up on her and move on? Because it's been 2 years and I'm like, Lord. So it's like I'm asking him for guidance and I don't understand why. I know he's working in her heart and all that and why my mom would say that she doesn't want anything to do with me and how God had promised me that she would start to see me through new eyes. I mean, that she was finally at peace. I just going back to school, I know right now I'm lonesome. I've got friends, at A&M, and God's really moving in my behalf. He's the district attorney, they finally found the CPS files and found out this lady basically falsely accused me because she was being investigated by CPS and she didn't want the CPS to take her kid, so she falsely accused me of crime and she did it to someone else. And so, I know that obviously God is allowing certain things to happen to me, and I know the devil hates me because he's not only has God called me to walk in the office of prophecy, and the fact that people are getting saved on campus when I'm going to school at A&M, but it's like, God, I'm still waiting on him to deliver what he's already promised.
Well, the Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. God says, tell Stephen, praise the Lamb of God, that I have spoken to him, hallelujah, concerning these matters, that I've spoken to him. And I have an expectation, hallelujah, upon him waiting upon me. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me give you some Shakespeare wisdom here. Praise God. If I were you, I would leave this young lady alone. I wouldn't have no contact with her. I would go on prayerfully, and I would trust God, and I would allow, praise the Lamb of God, the process of God to take place, and go on about my business. Now, see, we sometimes try to help God do something, and we're really standing in the way. You may be the problem, praise God, hallelujah, as it relates to God manifesting what he promised. Leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave her alone.
Yeah, I haven't contacted her. I just, you know, I know that I left, you know, her email on a ministry page, and
well,
I just found out from the word.
Somebody is contacting, because your mother even tells you what your mother told you. Somebody's contacting. If I were you, I would just leave all of that alone. It may be a day. It may be a week. It may be a year. It may be 5 years. It may be when you graduate and finish school. I don't know, but allow God to be God, praise the Lamb of God, and bring this around into its fullness so that, praise the Lamb of God, when you all come together, things will be set and in order, praise the Lamb of God, for your future, and that you will be able to care for her and do all that's necessary that a man needs to do for a woman. Just be at peace. That's all I can tell you about that. I'm forbidden to even call her name. The Lord told me don't call her name. He told me just to tell you what I told you. Then I gave you some of my wisdom. Hallelujah. Just leave it alone.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, brother. I love you. Be blessed, man. I'm glad everything worked out for you as the Lord said it would in court. Hallelujah.
Right. I'm just waiting for that to finally throw it out. So
I was driving you crazy, and we was telling you, and I prophesied over you 100 times. You didn't call in and say, prophet, it happened. They filed out and threw it out. I'm free. Right?
Well, I'm not free yet, but the files are there to throw it out.
Okay.
Everything is there, set up in motion to drop the case.
Well,
the DA just needs to be able to see the truth.
It's
going to
be dropped. I know it's going to be dropped, right? God is teaching you something. I wish you would put on some prophetic lenses and look at what God is teaching you, man. God is teaching you things for the ministry that's set before you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you fail the test and the lessons that God is setting before you, you're going to have to take them over again. So pass the test and understand what God is teaching you about patience.
Yeah, he's telling somebody down the road who's going to have a very similar situation where there's a girl that doesn't want anything to do with him. You know, God's telling me that there's going to be a similar situation. So, you know, he's obviously using these things for a reason for me. So,
and the Lord got to teach you to set all your affections upon him. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a big part of the delay in what, praise the Lamb of God, we have in our heart. God be saying, I need that spot in your heart that you have placed her in. I need your affections to be towards me. Praise the Lamb of God. And then I will give you, hallelujah, what I will have you. This is something, right? I know I'm going to get into something now that I'm going to get some feedback on, but I'm saying, even in the Garden of Eden, praise the Lamb of God, with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, we don't know how long it was from the time God created Adam to the time he created Eve. The Bible just says, and so God saw that the man was lonely. Well, now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. One of the delays in God creating, which he could have done in the beginning, he could have created Adam and Eve right there, Johnny, on the spot, and told them, join their hands and told them to be together. The delay comes because, praise the Lamb of God, God really was trying to let man get to know him and love him and treasure his relationship with him, so that when Eve does show up, praise the Lamb of God, he would be able, praise the Lamb of God, to keep his affections in place. But of course, he faltered anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. So understand that. We are still trying to pass the test of Adam. Pass that test, man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pass the test. Let your heart long for God the way it longs for her. All right. I'll talk to you later. There's other people lit up here. All right, brother.
Okay. Bye.
Hallelujah. Boy, y'all calling in today. We ain't even prayed yet. Can we pray? Area code 614.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Is this blue lick or black lick somewhere down there? I saw
black
a sign lick on the road said blue lick.
No, it's black lick. I've never heard of blue lick.
Yeah, I saw a sign say blue lick. I said, boy, they got all these licks around here. All right, what's going on, Lily?
I was going to start talking, but I think I would prefer to wait till after you pray.
Thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now let me ask you this. Praise the Lamb of God. Lily, I need to ask you this. Did you get
sir?
Your products?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay,
I did.
Okay, I just want to make sure you got your books and all of that you ordered. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to make sure you had that. It's in your possession, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise them. Hold on then, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Let me jump down here. I'm trying to find. Where's my intercessors? Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all see this? Erico 630, who's calling?
That's me, Pastor.
Who is that?
God
me,
bless you.
Pastor?
This is your daughter, Gail, Pastor Gail.
How you doing, Gelly O'Gail?
I'm doing good. Out in Los Angeles this morning.
Oh, y'all are out in Los Angeles, California for the revival.
Yes, for the gathering. Amen.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lamb. Have you seen Mother yet?
I have not seen Mother, but I expect to see her in another 10 minutes when the second service starts.
Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. When did you all get there?
Yesterday evening.
And what part of California? You in L.A.?
We're in a little suburb called Torrance.
Okay.
And L.A. is right across the street.
L.A. is right across the street. Okay, praise God. Like Oak Park in Chicago, right?
Okay. Amen.
I got you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you all are out there for the gathering. And the gathering is being held where? Right there in Torrance?
It's being held at the Marriott on Fashion Way in Torrance, California. And today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, give us some hours so that if some people out there want to come, you know, they can come.
The nightly service will start at 7 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and on Saturday it will be at 9:30 a.m., and there will be a banquet at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And a Sunday morning service at 9:30 a.m.
Wow,
great.
All right there,
so,
though.
All services are free. There's no registration. Just come if you are in the Los Angeles area and be blessed.
Wow, that's wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Did you hear that, people of God? You can go and be blessed and be a part of this gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Gail Johnson is there. Is Geneva Boyd there also?
Dr. Geneva Boyd is here. Yes,
okay,
she is here. Prophet Anthony Earle with the Jeremiah Company School of Prophets.
Right.
Dr. Anthony Earle. He is
Anthony
here.
Pearl is there. Praise the Lamb of God. And Mama says, rich
and
time.
And whopping more. Amen.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a good time out there. So those of you that praise the Lamb of God in the area, out there in Los Angeles area, make your way over there to the Marriott. That's, where is that again? Where is it located?
It's 35 Fashion Way.
Fashion Way.
Yes, it's the Marriott.
I know the women can't forget that name, Fashion Way. 3635 Fashion Way. Praise the Lamb of God, the Marriott Hotel. Those of you that's out in that area, I'm sure, praise the Lamb of God, you will find, hallelujah, that it was worth the drive, worth your time to come one night to the Lamb of God. 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, hallelujah, 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and a banquet Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday morning at 9:30 again. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be awesome out there with Mother and Prophetess Geneva and Pastor Gail and all the other prophetic voices that's going to be speaking. I think it's going to be an East Coast blast, and I'm going to be interceding and praying for them also. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gail.
Amen. Prophet, there's just one other thing I'd like to say. You know, we've just taken 7 of your rooms for the gathering at Oak Brook. So
hallelujah.
Amen. We've got 7 of them out. I'd just like to remind the callers, please call early, because 7 just went this morning, and they're going fast since the word is out. And be prepared to make 1 day's deposit, because these rooms must be guaranteed.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. They must be guaranteed. Once you make your reservation, that deposit is guaranteed deposit, so that your room is there for you. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, brothers and sisters, I think I have three of the rooms myself, so that leaves 40. I'm telling you, we ain't playing now. Praise the Lamb of God. Get your room. Book your rooms. Praise the Lamb of God at your earliest convenience. Praise the Lamb of God. Book your room. All right, all you got to do is don't buy a pair of shoes, and you'll be able to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Pastor Gail.
You're welcome.
Who is the co-host of the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. She co-hosted the gathering in Chicago, people of God, and you want to be a part of that? Oak Brook, Illinois, the Double Tree. Praise the Lamb of God. We have all the information for you in a little while, the phone numbers and things of that nature, people of God. All right, we're going to prayer. We have to go to prayer. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Who's going to pray for us today? I need a prayer warrior. Praise the Lamb. Push one on your dial quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Where is Maginice? Where is my prayer intercessors? Where are the intercessors today? Is this an intercessor? Maginice, is this you?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon.
All right. Praise God. I know I felt your spirit hanging on me here. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God for prayer warriors and for people who love the Lord enough. Praise the Lamb of God to come into concert with us. Hallelujah. Oh, how he loves us. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's going to lead us to the throne of grace today. We're praying for all of you people of God. Hallelujah. All of you that's lined up here, the board is lit up today. All of you, praise the Lamb of God, that are listening via internet. We're praying for those. Hallelujah. Oklahoma, of course, praise the Lamb of God. Our world has gone crazy. These men just stopped a soldier, dragged him out of his car, chopped him up, killed him right in the middle of the street in front of people, and declared that they were Muslims and that Muslims were being killed, and so they're going to kill also over in London. So our world, people of God, needs prayer right now. Hallelujah. So we want to intercede and pray for our nation, pray for our schools. I saw your post today, Maginice. That's happening in a lot of major cities. So we're praying, praise the Lamb of God, because the ramifications of that, I don't even think they have discussed. They don't even understand what they're really doing. Praise the Lamb of God. So we want to intercede for our young people and our children. Somebody's sick today. I want God to heal you. Somebody is in a bondage. I know the breaker's anointing. Hallelujah. It can be released on you today. Come on, daughter. Hallelujah. Take us to the King. Praise the Lamb of
Thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter your courts with praise, and we just say, thank you, Lord,
name.
For all that you've done. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for another time of intercession. Thank you, Lord God, for this radio show. Thank you, God, for all the members of PSMI and all that you've done in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, for a fresh wind of your anointing that you have released upon us, God, in this season. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in our spirits and in our minds, oh God. Thank you for where you've taken us in this season. Thank you for just being a prayer answering God and for inclining your ears to hear us. For we don't take it lightly that you choose to hear us and grant us grace and you grant us mercy in many areas where we may not even have deserved it, God, but you did not judge us according to our actions, God, but you looked upon us with grace and with loving kindness and you had mercy on us time and time again. So we just lift up all the hands to you and we just tell you thank you. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. For it is you that chose us. We did not choose you. And you chose us so that we might bear fruit. So anything that we might ask in your name that you would do. So we just thank you because you chose us to ask you so that you might answer. And we were chosen for this. So we praise your name and we just say, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. There is none other like you. We just bless your holy name on today. And we ask you, Father, that you would look upon all those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, oh God. We ask you, Jehovah Rapha, that you would release a healing anointing upon them even now, God. All those that are under the sound of my voice, God, I ask for a supernatural touch from you, God, that you might heal them, God, from the inside out. I ask, God, that you would remove heavy burdens, God, and you would remove stress, God, and you would remove, Father, the enemy out of their heads, God, that brings spirits of affliction, oh God. We bind that now in the name of Jesus. We disallow it into our spirits. We disallow it into our areas where we dwell, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now for healing. We thank you for what you're about to do. We stand in earnest expectation because you are faithful. You said ask and we shall receive. God, I lift up all the urban areas throughout this country where they are closing schools, where they are making changes that will strongly affect our children. I lift up the area where I live, Chicago, God. I ask you, God, that you would look upon Chicago and have mercy, God. I ask you, God, to forgive us, God, because we did not teach our children the right from wrong, God. We did not lead our children to Christ. We did so many things wrong, God. I ask you, God, if you would forgive us for that, because now they are gone astray, God. They are caught up in all sorts of perversions, God, and violence and killing, God. I ask you, God, that you would have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy upon Chicago, God. Look upon us, God. Look upon the righteous, God, that stand in the gap for this city, God. Turn your eyes towards them, God, and have mercy upon us, God, for all these schools that are closing, God, and even the transportation that is being shut down, God. Only you know what's going to happen behind that, God. I ask you, God, that you would have mercy with your loving kindness upon Chicago, God, and send the healing, God. Touch the hearts of the leaders, God. Touch the heart of the superintendent. Touch the heart of the mayor, God. Touch the heart of the governor and everyone who has a hand, God, in those legislations. We go into the spirit right now, and we call legislations to align up with the spirit of God, and we cancel all the violence of the enemy, and we decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against our babies will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them shall be condemned, and that includes everyone
this season, God. And I ask you, God, that you will touch, Father, all the people who are creating violence, God, all the people who are raising up in persecution against your church, God, and whatever persecution they are raising up against us, God. You know what we are facing in reference to homosexuality, God. You know what's coming to the church and what they are attempting to do, God. So we lift that up before you. We lift up all the other nationalities and countries that are coming up against your people, oh God. We ask you, God, for your perfection, and then we plead the blood of Jesus, God, upon America, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, upon every other country, God, where your people are. We ask you, God, that you would send, Father, protect us, God, heal us, God, and bring us, Father, into alignment with what you are doing in this season, God. We thank you, God, for every faith-building experience, God. I thank you for my faith-building experiences where you have taken me from faith to faith, God. Now I clearly understand that, God. And I ask you, God, that you would help us understand, God, the things that we go through, God, and that it is not always punishment, and sometimes it is teaching. I thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are the best teacher. I thank you for choosing to teach us, God, because you could have left us ignorant in the things that concern you, but you did not do that, God. So we thank you, God, for your release and for what you're doing in this season. I ask you, God, for a fresh prophetic flow, God, on this show. I ask you, God, that you would release your anointing, God. Saturate the lives, God. Saturate the airways. We bind the press of the air now in the name of Jesus. We dismantle all tricks of the enemy. We bind confusion and distractions now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for a fresh spirit, God, a fresh anointing, God, that you would speak the words that your people want to hear, Father, that they need to hear, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would put the people who you want to speak to, that you would put them in the front of the lines, God. Let those people who you are urgency, let them be first and up and foremost, God, in receiving your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and I lift up my leaders, God. I lift up my leaders, Apostle Steve Jones, Pastor Beverly Jones, and Apostle Michael Shakespeare. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. I thank you for all pastors that are represented on this line today, God. I ask you, God, for a fresh wind of your anointing upon them, God, and that you would keep them, God, with fresh rhema upon their mouths, God, and that you would show them in the spirit what you are doing, God, so they can lead us, God, so that we might follow them as they follow you, God. I ask, God, that they would not miss a beat, God, and that you would remove heavy burdens, God, and all distractions, God, and all deceptions be bound now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare a fresh wind of anointing and prosperity, that you would grant them buildings, God, and properties, God, and all bills, God, will they will become debt-free, God, because of your power and your favor upon their lives, God. We thank you, God, for a hedge of protection around their families, God, and around all that concerns our leaders, God. You said pray for our leaders, God. So we ask you, God, for a fresh spirit of obedience in this season for your people, that you would release obedience, God, so that we can be obedient to your word, God. We can be obedient to your will, God. We can be obedient, God, to the quickening in our spirits, God. For we do things, God, that we don't want to do, God. Because we often say that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing, God. I ask you, God, that our spirit would override the flesh, God, at all times, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you will do, God, for fresh release, for the prophetic flow. Thank you, God, for your word, God, that you have exalted above your own name, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are sovereign. You are holy, you are mighty, you are powerful, you are faithful, and we thank you. We thank you, and we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Fresh winds, God. Fresh winds. Fresh winds, God. Thank you, God. Oh, your bubble sea. Thank you, God. Oh, your bubble sea.
thank you for fresh winds. Blow, blow, blow fresh winds, God, upon your people. Let them feel your presence, God. Let them feel you today, God. Let us listen them to your spirit, God, so that we will know, God. We will know without a shadow of a doubt it is you, God. Open up our senses, God, so that we can smell the very presence, God, of your aroma, your sweet presence, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory.
I love that song. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, do I love that. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. One word to describe you. Hallelujah. I think I'm just going to let that play in the background. Even as we talk, praise God. Mad Denise has taken us to the King, y'all. I feel the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see who this is right here, Mad Denise. Somebody calling in. Erico 864.
Hey, Prophet. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
I am good. I am just calling to ask for prayer. I'm traveling tomorrow to Maryland, so I just want prayer for travel and for my children while I'm gone.
You're traveling back to Maryland?
I'm traveling to Maryland.
So you don't live in Maryland? Okay. Mm-mm. Thought you had relocated.
No.
All right.
No.
All right. It's God. You just need some covering and some of the grace of God to keep the children while you're away from them and all of that, right?
Yes, sir.
How long are you going to be in Maryland?
I'm coming back Monday, so I'll be back Memorial Day.
Yeah, for the holiday weekend. Okay, praise God. Many people traveling this week. Matter of fact, I got to do some traveling myself. Hallelujah, this weekend. Father in heaven, we give you praise, and we thank you for your daughter, Sylvia. And we thank you for our boldness even to call in and ask for prayer. I pray now, Father, that your blood covering, hallelujah, would cover her and her children. You know her steps, Father. May they be ordered by you in this day. I pray, Father, that you would cover the plane or whatever mode of travel, hallelujah, that is elected for her to travel in, Father. I pray now, Father, that your blood covering, hallelujah, protects, keep, and watch over even in the places that she lay her head to sleep, even in where she sit to eat, and as she put, hallelujah, the fork, the spoon to mouth, I pray, Father, that you would bless every morsel of bread, cause divine health to be hers, and bless her going in and coming out, that when she leave Maryland, Father, she will say, it was good for me to be here. Bless those children, oh God, and her family while she's away. We know that you are God. In every place, manifest yourself and show yourself worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome God you are. We love and adore you today. In Jesus' mighty name. Wait a minute. The Lord's speaking. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. God said, you must go, praise the Lamb of God, to Maryland. And when you arrive there, he has a blessing for you. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a blessing waiting on you in Maryland. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Bless your name. God said, you are in his hand and all is well. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless you, daughter.
Bless you,
praise God. Are we going to see you at the gathering?
Yes, sir. Yes.
You can go to Maryland. You can come to Chicago. Right, Imagine?
Yes.
That's right.
All right.
Praise. I want to meet all of you all. Yes.
Yes, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Praise the Lamb of God. Circle your calendar. Get your rooms. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to meet you there, okay?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. Love you, baby. Be blessed.
I love you. All right. Thank you.
All right, dear. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see how I'm supposed to go back to Black Lick, Ohio, y'all. Praise God. Black Lick, you there?
Yes, Prophet.
Lindley, how did you wind up in a Black Lick?
I have no idea, but everyone gets a kick out of the name. My sister moved here 8 years ago, and I was looking to move to Columbus, but I didn't want to move into the inner city. I wanted a smaller community, and she told me about her community, and so here I am about 6 years later. I've been here 6 years.
And the house that you have is in Black Lick?
Yes, sir. I used to live in an apartment in Black Lick, and then that situation happened. And I'm staying with my sister now. I'm in my lovely home.
Okay, hold 1 second. Hey, Prophet Darrell, how you doing?
Now, how do you know that was me, Apostle?
I know your spirit. You've been in the prayer room, man. It's oozing over the phone. I know you, man. Hallelujah. Good to hear your voice.
Likewise, good to be here.
Hallelujah. Hey, so go on and tell us some more here now. You got this house there in Black Lick all these years later.
Yes.
This is amazing to me. Boy, see, you never told me about that. That you wanted to and you had to move with your sister for a minute, right?
Yes, sir.
It was all a setup.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I was praying a long time ago since I moved down here. I was praying for a house because the houses in this area, whether you buy or rent, are very, very expensive. So I've been praying for a while that I could afford, that God will afford me to move into my own home in this area. So.
Wow, well, we praise God. Now, why you called in today? Tell me something.
I called in because I wanted to ask you, you know, with your permission, if I could talk to you about this dream that I had this morning. I prayed about it, but the Lord won't let it go, and he did ask me to ask you about it. I was going to inbox you, but since we're on the show,
is it one of them real long ones?
No, it's not a real long one.
Well, you know, I don't want to get, you better inbox me, because I don't want to get into interpreting dreams over the app. I really don't.
Okay.
I just don't, because it's, everybody have dreams. And if I do it for you, I got to do it for everybody else. So inbox me, you know, and let me read it and meditate and pray over it, and then I'll give you the interpretation. And then sometimes you don't want everybody to know what your dreams really mean. So
I do know it's not a dream about me, because typically how I dream, if it's about me, I'm literally in it as myself. But usually when it's a message for someone else. But I did also wanted to, speaking of the house, it wasn't something I was going to bring up, but you gave me a prophecy when I first gave my testimony about this house. And I said, I don't even know how I'm going to cut the grass. And you said, Lily, the Lord told me, you said you had a vision. And in this vision, I see a red truck pulling up with a black trailer. And on it there is a lawn. So for a while now I've been worried about how I'm gonna get the grass cut. Even buying a lawnmower, I was like, you know, that's very expensive. That's a lot of maintenance. My health, I won't be able to get grass. I couldn't find an affordable lawn care service. And so I've been praying on that and awful, you know, just thinking about it and having it on my heart. And all of a sudden I look out my front window, and there is this red truck with a black trailer. But he was at the house next to me, and I didn't think anything of it at first. So I went out there, I talked to him, asked him what his prices was. He's like, yeah, I can cut your grass now. So he's going to cut my grass. He came out to do the mulch, and as I was standing there in the window, I was like, why does this truck look so familiar? Like, what is it about the truck and trailer that I'm seeing? That it's just got my mind all boggled. And it hit me. I was like, oh, my Lord. Prophet Shakespeare gave me this prophecy. He said that he was seeing a red truck with a black trailer. Now, I know for other people that probably don't mean anything, but that meant a lot to me.
Oh, my God. That means a lot to me. And I can't even remember telling you that.
Just seeing that.
Oh, I know that.
I
don't even remember sharing that with. I do remember also that triggered back in me that God said, praise the Lamb of God. So now that has happened, that God said he's going to give you new furniture. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he's going to give you brand new furniture for the house. So get ready for that blessing to come too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is moving swiftly, and he moves just in the nick of time. Praise the Lamb of God. You know what? Worry is not even in God's vocabulary. That's something we should never, ever do. Praise God. God hates us to worry. I'm finding that out more and more. Anything that I get even the little bit concerned about, the Lord comes quick and just speaks peace to me. Be at peace. Be at peace. be at peace. He don't want us worrying. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm going to speak peace over everybody today and trust in God. Just trust God. Hallelujah. Let's trust God for what he has for us, what needs to be done for us, and let's stop tripping about every little thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us should have a laughing party at the devil right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Because what I'm telling you is making him mad. This is one of his devices that he used to bring sickness upon us and all kinds of things. Praise the Lamb of God. Calamities, car accidents, everything. Because we'd be so worried, we can't focus. But I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, if you trust in the Lord, hallelujah, the Bible said the Lord knoweth them that trust in him. Praise the Lamb of God. He will deliver. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord will deliver. Praise God. Hallelujah. And my Denise, I ain't interpreting nothing. Praise God. She done inboxed me already talking about, I had a dream too that needs interpreting. Praise God. And about 55 more people probably that's listening to me too. Hallelujah. Up a cast station for these long interpretations and things. Praise the Lamb. I'm going to send y'all over to Prophet Darrell's house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, Lily.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Be at peace, daughter. How's my girl doing?
She's doing wonderful. She's doing
okay.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to coming to the gathering this year.
Oh, yeah. We look forward to you all coming there.
Yeah.
Praise
she's
God.
She's like, Mommy, we got... She said, Mommy, we got to get you to the gathering so we can get you some more healing because she remembers how we went to the gathering last season and I got sick shortly after, ended up in the hospital, and how you and Prophetess Jocelyn gave me the word while I was in the hospital and I received my healing. So what I'm going through now, she just wants a little bit more of a miracle.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, tell her if she can believe, God can send it. Praise the Lamb of God. I have no doubt about that. Hallelujah. He is a miracle-working God, and he's working miracles right now. Praise the Lamb of God. He is working miracles right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, y'all, it's funny about this interpretation. All down in the bayou. Now, see there? Lily, you didn't release something here. Praise the Lord. All down in the bayou down in Louisiana. I'm getting all kinds of messages, texts, everything popping. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm
prophet.
Hallelujah.
Is it okay?
I'm looking at my phone number. I'm not going to even pick it up. I don't care until this show is over. Say what now, Maginese?
I have a word for Lily.
All right. Well, give it up.
Oh, Letitia, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say when you came on the line, I know your daughter's out of town, right?
No, she's not out of town.
She's home? Okay. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say that to talk about her prayers. Her prayers are prophetic. Are you praying with her every day?
Not every day, no.
And I want to encourage you to do that because God said her prayers are prophetic. And even if you're not praying with her, make sure that she's praying because God is hearing her. God is hearing her. Whatever she is praying for, God is hearing her. And her prayers are very prophetic. So encourage that.
I believe that.
I was thinking she was out of town when I heard the Lord say for you to, you know, to reach out to her, to pray with her. So that made me think that she was out of town. But since she's not at home, just encourage that and pray with her. She might be kind of, she may think she doesn't know how to pray. So, you know, if you pray with her, that'll kind of give her some kind of structure, and it's going to take off from there.
She a better prayer than I am. That little girl.
Good.
Her prayers, I believe I received that because even her dreams are prophetic. She doesn't dream that much. But when she comes to me and say, Mommy, I dreamed this, either I just had a dream about it or it's something that the Lord has revealed to me or something that actually happened in somebody else's life. So I receive that, and I believe that, and thank you very much. And I definitely will get into praying with her every single day because she does pray on her own every day, but I'll make sure that I get into praying with her.
Okay. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. You know, all right. Be blessed, girl.
Okay. Papa, I got a word for her.
Uh-oh. Lily?
Yes.
All right, Prophet Darrell, I got a word for you. Boy, oh boy, this is you. This is your day. Go ahead.
The Lord told me to tell you this. Only thing you got to do, if you can see it, you can achieve it. He said, only thing you got to do is go put your hands on what you want and decree and declare that's yours. He said, you can have it. All because he has laid a special anointing upon you. Hallelujah. Oh. The Lord told me to tell you that his word said he has given you the power to get wealth. Hallelujah. And the enemy said not to stop and block your progress. But God told me to tell you that delay don't mean it's denied. He said go get it. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever your heart desires, he said go get it.
Oh, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to tell her that first part again. If she can imagine it, you said?
She said if she can see it.
If she can see it.
Mm-hmm. She can,
she can receive. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Did you hear that, Lily? You there, Lily? Your mic is on. You must have, she got happy and pushed the pause button. You pushed the pause button on your phone, girl? Hallelujah. All right, we got other callers. Area code 313.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. How you doing, Charlotte?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your prayers. I felt them.
Oh, yeah, we've been praying for you. All that pressure in your head. You know, I had some of the same attack yesterday, last night, that really made me very dizzy and what have you at various points, and I found out it was my sinus that was really messing with me all the way up, praise the Lamb of God, into my eyes. My eyes was even hurting yesterday. But our God is able, you know, praise the Lamb of God.
I've come to the conclusion that I just got to trust God. And I can stand on my own pretty well, but I know when to call out the big gun and call for help.
Hallelujah.
But I just wanted to say, as I was listening, I had a class a few years ago called Ministers Personal Growth, taught by this awesome man of God. And he didn't just teach us book stuff, but he taught us how to live and walk in integrity, how to be who you say that you are, how to represent God well. And then I had this man to stand with me for over 30 minutes and teach me the same thing over and over until I got the lesson. So, you know, just little stuff like that. You got me stirring over here, head not hurting right now, so I can talk.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. Well, we thank God that the headache has lifted, praise the Lamb of God, up off of you. Hallelujah. Boy, you know, the weather is changing. Go ahead.
Woman of God, you know what I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying that if you will begin to sneeze 7 times, woo, my God, that healing and that miracle is going to come forth instantaneously. The same way Prophet Elijah laid on top of that boy and breathed down his nostrils. And he breathed on him again. And the Bible says the young man sneezed 7 times. And he came back to life. When the enemy begins to oppress you and try to depress you, the Spirit of the Lord said, just sneeze 7 times and decree it to be so.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God today. Glory, Jesus. Glory, Jesus, Father. Hallelujah.
He's talking to me.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. I was trying
Hallelujah.
To walk away from the radio, so amen. I can
Hallelujah.
Do that.
So we speak divine healing. Hallelujah. On you now. I stand in agreement. Praise the Lamb of God with the man of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank
that the
you.
Lord would touch, that the Lord would heal, and that God would deliver. Hallelujah. Even as new life flowed through that young boy whose head was hurting, he went to his mother and said, oh, my head, my head, my head. Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was the cause, praise the Lamb of God, of that boy's demise, praise the Lamb. But the prophet laid upon him, as Prophet Daryl has said, hallelujah, and breathed back into him life, and the
yes.
boy sneezed seven times. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And set up, praise the Lamb of God, and was delivered back to his mother. And so, praise the Lamb of God, we say unto you, be thou made whole, hallelujah, be thou delivered and set free, even
yes.
as the God has spoken to you, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Name.
We bless you today. We bless you. Praise God. Thank you for
Thank
calling
you,
in, Charlotte.
You're welcome. Of course, you know, the prophet's name that I sat under was Michael Shakespeare.
Oh, well, well, well. There you go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You made me laugh. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, Charlotte.
God bless you all.
And you are a good student and a good assistant to me in class, and I will never forget those days. Praise God. Hallelujah. How God
never
moved that school. Boy, it was so many of you, so many of you students that walk up to me talking to me about those years that we taught down at the school. I just thought that I was able to deposit into so many and not knowing that they was going to turn out to be some of the greats in this area. Praise the Lamb. Some have gone on pastoring now and everything, and I thank God for them. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. Hallelujah.
We thank God for you.
Oh, yes. Praise God. All right, Charlotte. We got to move on. We got a long
all
list.
All right. God bless you.
All right. Bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, God is moving on the show today, and we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl is here with us. Praise God. Madanice, I think, then drop. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But we are here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, oh, man. Prophet Daryl, let me tell you something. The Spirit of the Lord has been moving in such a way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, until it's just shocking me, man, how awesome and how powerful the move of God has been, praise the Lamb of God, here of late. I mean, it just has been so wonderful and so mighty. Hallelujah. Even, you know, the last, those Tuesdays, praise, that was designated Pentecostal days, one you came up, and then this one just passed. Man, it's unexplainable the way God has been moving. Praise the Lamb of God there in the temple. Hallelujah. And people are coming. People are coming back. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, I had over half of the center of the sanctuary filled, praise the Lamb of God, here the other night with people. And last Sunday, praise the Lamb of God, that's coming back to God and coming back to the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Saying, Prophet, we need the word. We need you. We need you. We need to hear from God. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm just praising God for what he's doing in this season. It's just an awesome, awesome time. And people of God, we need to get into position and get ready, praise the Lamb of God, for all that God is doing. I just hope and pray that you all don't take these words lightly, hallelujah, as it relates to the move of God in this season. I shared with you all yesterday, about greater. Hallelujah. Yes. About the greater blessing. Hallelujah. The greater blessing comes from a greater pronouncement. Hallelujah. Of the anointing and the power of God. It's just not just in words, but it's in spirit words. Praise the Lamb of God. The words have the spirit of the living God in them. That's what caused it to be rhema. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's on you, people of God. It's on you. Praise the Lamb. And don't you dare miss it in this season. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Bless you, Father. Hallelujah. Jocelyn. Jocelyn.
Yes. Yes.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you, Prophet? And how are you, Prophet Daryl?
Wonderful.
Great.
We are wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, it's prophetic time. Those of you that need a word, please push one on your dial now. Praise the Lamb of God. Presbyteria is in line here. Praise the Lord. If you want a prophetic word today, hallelujah, you feel that unction, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of you all always wait. Praise the Lamb. But today is your day. Today is your time. Push one on your dial and we will come to you. Praise the Lamb of God and minister to you. Hallelujah. Today on the show. Praise them. But you have to. Yes.
I pressed one because I wanted a prophetic word. I'm preparing to minister Sunday morning and I just wanted a prophetic word. But if you want me to prophesy, that's fine. I am ready. You know, I'm prepared.
Lord will be with you Sunday if you stand in his name. That's your prophetic word. If you stand in the name of the Lord will be with you Sunday, okay? Just stand in Jesus' name and he will be with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's a promise he made to all of us. It's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you go in his name, he will go with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the truth of the prophetic word.
Okay.
If you go in his name, lo, I am with you always. That's what he says. Praise God. Am I right, Prophet Darrell?
You tell him the super powerful.
That's the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you go in the name of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, then the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. And that you go. Praise the Lamb. Well, that they don't want no prophetic words today. I see that. Praise God. Oh, wait a minute. I got somebody just pushed the dial. I'm just wondering. Praise God. They don't want. I got a lot to teach you. Praise God. I can teach for the next hour or so. Wait, amen. Who is there? Oh, this sound looks like my sister here. Hello.
Hello, Prophet Daryl Jasmine. How are you?
We are blessed today. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Most High God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Bertha, sometimes you call in and you want a word, and sometimes you call in and you give a word. Which one is it today?
I don't know which way the Lord leads me here lately, but, you know, nobody else wanted to. I mean, I wasn't going to call it for a word, but. Who would want a word from God? I take mine.
Oh, my precious, praise the Lamb. Just said something now, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't want a word from the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, you hear anything for your sister today?
How you doing, Sister Bertha?
Prophet Darrell, I am just wonderful.
I want to tell you this. The Lord said he is taking care of you. He's taking care of you, and it's already
Hallelujah.
Done. He said it's already done. I don't know.
Hallelujah. God.
Sometimes they try to shake our faith, but God said he's already stepped and intercede on your behalf.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He has
already opened up many doors for you to walk therein.
Bless him.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Mm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, you hear anything for your for the day?
Well, Sister Bertha, I just see you standing in the pulpit, and I see you behind a light-colored wood podium, podium. I just see you standing behind there, and I see burgundy, curtains, it looks like, behind you. But you're, in the pulpit, and you're ministering the word of the Lord with power and with authority. And it's piercing. It's piercing the atmosphere, but I see you standing there in the pulpit ministering the word of the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise the Lamb.
Wow.
Jesus.
My God in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Man, what a word. What a word. What a word.
Jesus.
Oh, my. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Bertha, there is a river flowing to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. From the throne of God. And in this river, praise God, hallelujah, is all that you need. As Prophet Darius is saying, the Lamb, all that you need, all your nourishment. Hallelujah. You're like that tree that's planted by the river of water. Hallelujah, that brings forth leaves in its season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You are a tree planted by the river of water. God is going to, praise the Lamb of God, continue to be your supply. Hallelujah. Of all you need and more. Praise the Lamb of God. That your leaves don't wither. Praise the Lamb of God. Your leaves will not wither. That's the blessing of being planted by the river, that your leaves not wither, praise the Lamb of God, because of the supply that the river brings to you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
God is blessing you in a way now, hallelujah, that the blessing is going to last the rest of your life. Hallelujah. The blessing
Jesus.
That Prophet Darrell is talking about, hallelujah, is going to last you the rest of your life. God is blessing you in a way. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah and amen. That I see clear in Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed, Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, knowing that God is with you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I see you, Lord. I see it. Praise the
Jesus.
Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Bless God today. Hallelujah. We got another caller. Come on here. Bless you, Bertha. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Error code 661.
Hallelujah, glory to God. I know Prophet Shakespeare, family, everybody.
Man, how's things going with you, brother?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing blessed by the Lord. And I just wanted to say, first of all, I wanted to say about your website, and I wanted to purchase the healing water, and I don't see it posted on your website, the healing water, because I know you mentioned how the healing water is doing so many great things for
water,
people.
It's in there on the altar, too. I haven't even talked about that water after I got so many responses. Shame on me that is not on the website. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But it is available. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, my goodness gracious. That was for the Jubilee offering, though, of $50. That's what the Lord told me to send it out for. Hallelujah. I didn't set that. God said it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because these healings that's going out from the water, the healings that's going out from the water is a deliverance. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a setting free. So that will cause Jubilee. Praise the Lord. It's a like a debt cancellation in your flesh. Praise God. Whatever caused your sickness, God's going to pay, is paying the price for it through, hallelujah, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, of course. But he's using this water, praise the Lamb of God, to purge us and cleanse our insides. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank and praise God for all that he's doing. So you can do that if you would like a bottle of that water. Praise God. But it is available. It is available, praise God, the water is. And we will send you some anointing oil, praise the Lamb of God, along with that. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, because on my journey and paths, I've been coming across people who are in pain and who are sick. And, you know, I know prayer works and it's effective, but it's also, I like to use God's tools through a prophet, if I can use it also, and pray with people and just, you know, bless people through God and heal them as well. And knowing that God is still alive and he's able to do the greater works that he wants us to do on this earth. So I just want to say thank you for that, for Prophet Shakespeare, for all that you do for us as far as giving your tools and helping us out through God.
Praise God. Well, we're going to do our best to make sure, hallelujah, that, you know, and I do my best to pray over all of this stuff, praise the Lamb of God. And some of it just marinates in the presence of the Lord, praise God. I had a bottle of oil in there right now. I can't tell you how many years old it is that's on that altar. Praise the Lamb of God, that I have never given anybody any of. Hallelujah. And that I consistently and constantly pray over. Hallelujah. And people have contacted us about the oils and about the waters and things of that nature. But, you know, I've never been one to get into that kind of stuff, you know, real deep, you know, as far as water and oil. I just do it at the move of God. When God tells me to do something, I do it. Praise the Lamb of God, but I don't, you know, hop on it and try to make a business out of it. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. I don't try to make a business out of just as a merchandise, you know. I want people to be really, really blessed. Hallelujah. I want them to be delivered. I want them to be healed. And I want them to see the miracles and signs and wonders that God has established in this season. Hallelujah. And it's not a play game with me. It's not just, oh, send them some more.
I
watch who I let touch any of it before I send it out. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't let everybody mess with that stuff because it is holy, it is sanctified, and it has the signature of God upon it. So I would gladly send that to you, son. Praise the Lamb of God. But you have to I have to respect what God has told me about the Jubilee offering. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless your name, Father. Yes, I think the Lord has a word for you here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said when you receive it, he's going to use it. Hallelujah. Through, he's going to use it. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to use it for his glory through you. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to use it for his glory through you when you receive it. That's what the Lord just spoke. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, you have anything to tell the brother today? Prophet Dale didn't drop. Praise the Lamb. Joshua, you have anything to say to your brother today? Everybody's quiet.
No, not specifically, Prophet.
All right. Praise the Lamb. All right, Jermaine, you be blessed, man of God.
Yes, yes, you too. God bless everybody. God bless you, Prophet Shakespeare.
All right, you got a check in the mail. I see that. Praise the Lamb of God. You got a check.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to get. So I'll be sowing, so I'm bringing you some.
All right, man. I love you.
Yeah, I wanted to know how is Pastor London doing.
He's doing good. He's working with his father now over at his father's ministry. He's doing good. Praise the Lamb of God. We were so happy for him that he connected with his father. Praise the Lamb of God. Until I just told him to go over there, get involved wholeheartedly. Pray that's what he needs to be. That's what he needs to do. That's been a burden on him for a long time. Hallelujah. Yeah, back now. Erico 818. Erico 818.
Oh, it's just me. I'm calling for my cell phone, Father. It's Cammie. It's just me.
Oh, this Cammie, you just called back in? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I just called from the cell phone. I was on my home phone, and I had to run out, so I just was calling and listening for my cell phone.
Okay. Praise God. Erico 973, your mic is
high. Hi. This is Elaine from New Jersey. I was just listening online, but I'm like Sister Bertha. If there's a word from the Lord, I want to hear it.
This is Elaine. Where are you from again, honey?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're glad to have you on the show today with us, Elaine. Praise God. Joshua, do you hear anything for your sister?
Yes, Sister Elaine, as soon as I heard your voice, the Lord just dropped this word in my spirit, a business. Are you a business owner currently?
I used to be.
Okay, because God wants you to look into that again, because that's going to be an open door for you for more, for greater wealth. I see you as a business owner, and the Lord wants you to just look into that again, because he's opening up doors for you in that area. So so look into that again, because I just heard business and entrepreneur is all in your it's just all over you. You have a mind to create millions, and so look into that, because that's a green light for you. That's the word of the Lord for you.
Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just pushing here because, if y'all saw the line here that we have. But, sweetheart, this is what the Lord told me to tell you to do, and I am standing in agreement with Jocelyn, but praise the Lamb of God. The Lord says he wants you to take $20, praise the Lamb of God, $20, $20, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And he wants you to give it to 20 people. He wants you to give each one of them a dollar. I don't know. I really don't. God has been dealing in this way. I just the other day told a lady, God says, the first poor person you see, give these $3 to. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's releasing, hallelujah, abundance as we release. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But this $20 has something to do, praise the Lamb of God, with double order in your life. Hallelujah. It's the order for your life as well as what God has ordered for your life. Praise the Lamb of God coming together. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. So God says to get $20 and then give, hallelujah, that $20 to 20 people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. That's really all he said to me to tell you. Hallelujah.
That's
but I promise
good.
You, you're going to see a very, very, very fast return on that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to move as you move in faith and trust in what he told you to do. Just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Yeah, I see that. Praise the Lamb of God. If you had to open your business back up, how much money would you need?
I don't. That was. I had that business 15 years ago. It was a print shop. It was a printing company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know whether that's the same thing or whether it's something else that he wants me to open.
Okay. Well, you need to pray about that. Okay. Pray about that and see. Praise the Lamb of God, because I see that $20 turning into $20,000. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see $20,000 turning into $200,000. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
I see. Praise the Lamb of God in spirit for you, dear. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Be blessed, okay?
Okay. Thank you. God bless you all. Okay.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Error code 773. Your mic
cut off.
That's Prophet Darryl. Man, where you been?
My phone got cut off, Prophet.
Your phone got cut off? Praise God. Well, we can't let your phone cut off. Error code 815.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Sandra. I'm calling not for myself, but on behalf of my son, Stephen.
Sandra, where you been?
I've been here, Prophet. I've been here pushing my way through. I've been trying to inbox you, but every time I try to get online, my phone keeps saying web pages dropped.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. Praise the Lord. Now, what's wrong with your son? What's up with your son?
He just want to hear what the Lord is saying, looking for guidance and direction in his life.
How old is he?
He'll be 29 on June. He's right here. I'm going to let him talk to you, Prophet.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm fine, man. What's your name?
Stephen.
Stephen. Praise
the
Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, man. I didn't know that much about you, Stephen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Today, praise the Lamb of God. And I know the Lord has something to speak to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Jocelyn, do you hear something for Stephen today?
No, Prophet.
Prophet Darryl?
I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I don't know if you're in school or you're looking to go back to school, but school is going to mean much for you. And God is going to allow you, when you go back to school here, it's going to be a success, all because he said he's going to allow you to get scholarships. He's going to allow you to get grant money from all over the place. Hallelujah. And God said he's going to allow you, when you go back to school here, things is going to overturn in your favor. But see, sometimes we have to separate ourselves from people or to get to the next place in God.
Hallelujah.
And God, hallelujah, glory be to God, that he's going to make your crooked way straight.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. The Lord also says to you, Stephen, praise the Lamb of God, that your life is about to drastically change in the next 7 months. Praise the Lamb of God. Forgive me, several months. That's what the Lord said. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't say seven. He said several months. In the next several months, some changes are going to come, praise the Lamb of God, and some things that have haunted you, praise the Lamb of God, will trouble you no more, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. I believe that some stuff in your past, praise the Lamb of God, that God is, praise the Lamb, putting a wall between you and it, praise the Lamb of God, so it will not bother you anymore. Hallelujah. Give me a second here. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. God said if you obey him, praise the Lamb of God, and obey his word, he swear by his holiness he will cause you to ride in the high places. Hallelujah. He will cause you to ride above your enemies. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He will cause you to ride, God says. hallelujah, in the high places. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand what that means. Praise the Lamb of God. Riding in the high places, praise the Lamb of God, means that God is going to give you a top shelf life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is going to cause your life to become top shelf. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And things that you might even think that's impossible for you to have and own, God is going to make possible to you and put it into your hands. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to hear the condition. If you obey me, praise the Lamb of God, and obey my words, which says to me, you are a prophetic young man already and don't know it. I'm going to take that back. You may not know it. Praise the Lamb of God. If God says, if you obey me, praise the Lamb of God, and then he says, as you obey my word, praise the Lamb of God. Now, that's a twofold obedience. Hallelujah. In other words, God is already talking to you and giving you direction. Praise the Lamb of God. And then the written word of God, the Logos word, as we call it, must be adhered to. Praise the Lamb of God. But God said, if you obey him, hallelujah, you will ride in the high places. I bless you today, son. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray that your life be prosperous. I love your mother. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm going to put you right next to her on that prayer list. You be blessed today. Okay, man?
Amen. Thank you, Prophet.
You're welcome, yes. Steve. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Boy, the Lord is so good. Hallelujah. I just love Jesus today. Hallelujah. Oh, what an awesome God. What an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Do y'all hear a word for his mother? Praise the Lamb. Either one of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Prophet, I heard a word from his mother. Is it Prophetess Sandra?
Yes.
Right? Yes. The Lord spoke to me and said that there is going to be some, like a diet change, a nutritional change. God says look into juicing a lot more in this season because he's preparing your temple for something even greater in the spiritual realm. And in the spiritual dimension, God says that to take in more vegetables and more fruit.
Yeah.
And as you do so, as your diet, your nutrition begins to change, God says he's going to take you deeper into the realm of the spirit, and you're going to be seeing supernatural things, mysteries that I'm going to share with you. God says it's going to be a different type of experience for you, but God says it's me. God says get ready because you're going higher. You're going higher in the realm of the spirit, higher in me. He's going to show you some things maybe that may even be unlawful to even utter. But God says, begin to change your palate is going to begin to change. Less of the fried foods, less of the carbonated sodas. Drink more water. Do more juicing in this season. He's heard your prayer. You want to go deeper. You want to go higher in him. And God says these are some of the things that you're going to have to do. But God says that he's hearing your prayers. He's going to answer your prayers. But there are some things that you're going to have to do in this season. God says that you are my daughter and I love you. I hear the Lord. He's wanting me to tell you I love you. And you've been faithful and good. Ready to soar even higher, and that's the word of the Lord for you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Sandra, be blessed now.
Thank you, Prophet. Love you guys.
All right, love you too. Praise the Lord. Let me see here. Area code 303. This is Janelle. No? Area code 303.
Hello, can you hear me?
I knew that was Janelle. I knew it. Praise the Lord that you're the only one with the area code. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, I hear you. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed.
I am too. Hi, guys. Hi, Prophet Jocelyn. Hi, Prophet Daryl.
and bless you.
Now, what is the specifics of your call today?
My call is twofold. First, I wanted to have prayer for my family. I'm specifically praying just for my aunt Pam. If you guys can pray for her, I've had some pretty scary dreams about her. And I'm seeking just like the Lord's direction at this time as to how I should address it. And in addition to that, hopefully, I would also like to hear just like a word from God.
Father in heaven,
Hello? We
give you praise and honor and glory for this, your daughter who is called in today. We thank you, Father, for her family and for, hallelujah, what you're doing, praise the Lamb of God, revelatorily, as giving a word through dream and vision concerning this family. It's evident they are dear to your heart, hallelujah, Father, and so therefore you're giving word through vision and dream, hallelujah, to give directions, to break yokes, to praise the Lamb of God, refute, rebuke, hallelujah, the enemy, to recant, praise the Lamb of God, all of the things that have been set in order by the devil, hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this aunt. I pray, Father, now, hallelujah, that you would hold her before you, hallelujah, and examine all things, hallelujah, discern all things, hallelujah, and cause your perfect will to be done in her life. I know that you are God that's able to change, hallelujah, direction. I know you're God that's able to change the heart. I know you're God that's able to change names, Father. Hallelujah. You can give name change in this season. And so, Father, we lift up this family to you, and we ask if you would, Father, to bless today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, do you hear anything for your sister?
Yes, the Lord says that He's moving you into a different season for you because of the call that He's placed upon your life. And God says that you're going to go through a season of being broken. And God says that's the growing season. That's the season where you look within and really, really discern who you are and who you are in Him. And that's the season where you're going to even draw closer to Him, and you're going to begin to even have the confidence in knowing that you hear His voice and the visions that He's showing you are from Him. And you're going to have the confidence in knowing and hearing God concerning those visions. But the Lord says, don't get discouraged when you go through this season, because it's a growing period for you. There is a great call and tremendous call upon your life, and it comes with a price. And God says that you will be able to bear whatever it is He places before you, and He even allows the enemy to come at you with. God says you will be able to bear it, and you will grow stronger in it. But the Lord says that, know this, that my hand is upon your life, and I am covering your eyes with my spirit. And you're going to begin to even see even deeper and even more intently, says the Lord, because my hands are upon you, even during that season of testing and that season of being broken. And that's the word of the Lord for you, Janelle. An outstanding job you did on Sunday as well. That's me saying this. She ministered Sunday, Prophet.
Say what now?
Janelle ministered Sunday at our church during the youth portion of the service, and she did an outstanding job.
Thank you. I'm excited to hear your sermon on Sunday.
Wonderful. Praise God. Well, God bless. Prophet Darrell, would you like to speak anything to her?
I just want to tell her that the Lord is just calling you to a higher place of worship and to a higher place of praise. Your praise is going to set your family free. Your praise is going to break the chains of the enemy. God loves your worship, but he's going to move on your praise. Hallelujah. He's going to move on your praise. When you begin to break out with your praise, it's going to confuse the mind of the enemy. And the chains is just going to begin to fall and break off and detach itself from your family. Your family has actually come from a blessed background, but the enemy tried to send a curse upon the family. But your praise is going to break the curse of the enemy.
Wow. Glory to God. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, that's an awesome one right there. Praise the Lamb of God, along with his prophet of justice. Told you. Oh, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. No wonder you're having so many visions and dreams. Praise the Lamb of God. Your prayers, your praise. Hallelujah. God reveals it to the one who has the power to take care of what the enemy is sending. He's showing it to you by his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And in the words of Bishop Morton, praise your way on through it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. We love you, daughter. Be blessed, okay? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Error code 248.
Praise the Lord.
Hello? Praise the Lord.
Oh, I'm here.
We can't hear you.
Yes, hi. Can you
hear
me?
Hi. Yes, who's
calling? This is Tamika. This is my second time calling. I've called here before for the first time other week.
Yeah, you're right here in the Detroit area, huh, Tamika?
Yes.
What church you go to, Tamika?
New Wine, Glory.
New Wine?
Yes.
I've never heard of New Wine. New Wine. I like that. New Wine. Praise
New Wine,
God.
Glory.
Praise God. All right. New Wine, Glory, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lamb. Now, is there a specific reason why you called the show today?
Yes, I just wanted prayer that my body is healed. I don't know. I just woke up feeling a bit horrible this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Praise. All right, go ahead.
Wow, yeah, God spoke to me that the enemy is really trying to attack your body. The Lord wants you to get some anointing oil. I don't know if you can get to profit, but get some anointing oil and make sure that you anoint yourself with some blessed oil. Every day as you awake and as you pray, anoint yourself with some blessed oil. But you will be fine because the enemy is trying to attack your body, but all is well.
Amen. Yes. You just reminded me. I didn't mean to do that. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Joshua, would you pray for your sister?
Yes, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful sister. Lord God, I just thank you for obedience, Lord God, to call and to ask for prayer, Lord God, knowing that there is power in prayer, Lord God. And I just pray that you would just move by your spirit, Lord God, that your healing anointing just flow, Lord God, in her body, Lord God, just all over her, Lord God, and that she would experience complete and total healing. I come against the attacks of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, because your word says that she will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah and amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb. And well, people of God, we've come to the end of another show. Praise the Lamb. We've come to the end of another hour, and we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for all that he has done today. Hallelujah. This will continue on the page. My goodness, you know, today is Word Day there on our Facebook page. Yes, and you can join if you haven't joined already. Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International on Facebook. Praise the Lamb, be a part of our page where inspiration and all is given and prophetic word is given on Thursdays especially. Hallelujah. And come be a part of what God is doing in this season. I thank God for my brother, Prophet Daryl. Hallelujah. Who else? And for my daughter in the ministry, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn Buckley, thank you for being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Everyone have a blessed day. The prophet loves you. I'm excited about your future. And I want you to know one thing, and one thing is for sure, that God is making all of us brand spank new. Hallelujah.
Worship every day, all for you and no one.